Tammy Goshef, Special Events and Outreach Coordinator for the Maryland SPCA, is my guest to talk about this year's March for the Animals. Would you give me a little background about the Maryland SPCA?
We are located in Hamden, which is 3300 Falls Road. We are a private shelter, and which means we are not affiliated with other shelters. People often think that we're part of perhaps the ASPCA or other national organizations, or maybe that we govern other local shelters, and that's not true. All shelters independently operate, which means that the events like March for the Animals are super important to us because we don't receive any government funding or funding from national animal welfare organizations. So in order to rescue nearly 3,000 animals a year and find them homes in our shelter, we rely strictly on donations from the public and the community.
And so what is March for the Animals?
March for the Animals is it's sort of our signature event. It's been going on for many, many years now, and it is sort of an all-day festival and celebration for animals. So it's primarily people, you know, bringing their dogs. We get about 5,000 people that come out the day of with their dogs. It does center around a walk. It's a 1.5-mile walk around the lake there at Druid Hill Park. But one of the things is that we always tell people is you don't have to do the walk. You know, let's say 1.5 miles is a bit too much for you, or maybe your dog can't do that walk. There's plenty of other activities to take in. And it's very much at your leisure as well. People will be walking around the lake the entire day. So you can go check out the contests or the other activities and demonstrations early, and then maybe walk around the lake when it's not so crowded. It's really sort of at your leisure, but it's an all-day festival.
And so what other activities?
Oh, there's so many things to do. So we have the walk, and we have an agility course there. A great group called Oriole Dog Club sets that up every year. So you can, you know, if you're thinking about getting your dog involved in an activity like that, that's a great way to test it out. We have demonstrations such as the Mid-Atlantic Disc Dog Group is there every year doing demonstrations with, you know, their dogs flying through the air and catching the frisbees and leaping off their backs. We have musical sit, which is a fun little activity that anyone can do. So everyone walks in a circle and the music stops. Your dog needs to go in a sit. The last dog to sit is out and you keep going and going and going. So it's a fun little game for everyone. Something that we provide that day, which is so, so very important and we can't stress enough, is microchipping. We have a low-cost microchipping booth at the event. If your dog is not microchipped, we highly encourage you to have this done. It's the best way. If your dog ever does get lost, it's the best way for us, for any shelter, to reunite lost pets with their owners. We're also going to be doing ID tags for pets there as well, so you can get your pets, you can get an ID tag made.
And then what about registration? I mean, how would I register?
So you can go to our website, mdspca.org, and you can find the March for the Animals information on there, and we'll take you to the March site. You can register online. You can also register. We have some pre-registration events coming up in April prior to the event. So if you want to turn in your donations in and get your shirt early, a lot of people like to do that so they don't have to wait in lines the day of the event. You can do that, and that's also listed on our site. Those events are being held at the Maryland SPCA. And then the big day, April 29th, the March for the Animals, registration actually opens at 9 a.m. that day. So while the walk doesn't start until 10, we open registration an hour early so people can get there early and get that all taken care of before the walk starts.
Now, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but how important is this fundraiser?
It's huge for us. Last year, it raised $374,000 for us. So it really does provide a very significant amount of funding for us in order to operate. Not just our adoption center, aside from doing, you know, nearly 3,000 adoptions a year, we do a lot of other things at the Maryland SPCA, such as spay-neuter. That's a huge, huge part of our organization. We're doing about 9,000 spay-neuters a year. So the additional, aside from our shelter pets that are being spay-neutered, we also do that for the public. There's people who cannot perhaps afford to get their pet spay-neutered can do it at low cost at the Maryland SPCA. We work with rescue groups and feral cat groups and such to help get as many pets as possible spay-neutered, because obviously, you know, that's a huge goal for us, is to sort of control this pet overpopulation program.
The Maryland SPCA's 17th annual March for the Animals will take place on Sunday, April 29th. And I've been speaking with Special Events and Outreach Coordinator Tammy Goshef. For more information, you can go to the website at mdspca.org. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.